So let me first just talk about two bills that were approved by the Senate of Pennsylvania this week that, from my perspective, would create a better process for determining which businesses can continue to remain open, provide clarity on mitigation strategies necessary to both protect public health, protect the safety of customers and employees, and also give local officials, county leaders, a stronger voice in which mitigation measures should be implemented. Senate Bill 613, the Senate passed yesterday, would require the governor to create clear guidelines for businesses to operate during the COVID-19 pandemic. Businesses that are able to operate safely under these new guidelines would be permitted to reopen as long as they comply with mitigation strategies. The bill would require COVID-19 mitigation plans be developed by the Wolf administration based on guidelines issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. 22 states, including the District of Columbia, are using the CIFA guidelines to establish who is able to work, which businesses are essential, and those businesses that are classified as non-essential versus essential, and how those folks can safely work. Again, the goal is to both protect public health, but also ensure that we can begin to roll back restrictions and put people back to work as they are safely able to do so. The second piece of legislation, Senate Bill 327, would give county governments the option to develop and implement their own plans to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 following the CIFA guidelines. Under the bill, businesses already identified as essential could continue to operate. However, counties would also be given the authority to develop plans to allow other industries to operate if it is safe to do so, recognizing that in various regions of the state, the spread of the virus has not spread as extensively as it has in other regions of the state, and so recognizing a measure of local control. The bill also creates, and this has been a real priority for me, those that have been following on my website and e-news as well as social news media have likely seen me over the last number of weeks talk about the need for a transparent plan. I have been urging the governor to develop for the people of Pennsylvania a transparent plan how we both protect public health and develop a data-informed plan to bring our economy back online and restore public services. So the legislation creates the COVID-19 Cost and Recovery Task Force that would be made up of representatives of all three branches of government to identify and address issues related to the COVID-19 public health emergency together. I think it's important to bring more voices to the table, bring the legislature to the table, and the panel would be responsible for developing a recovery plan to restore public services and economic activity when it is safe to do so.